And thank you for the opportunity to give a little very short addition to the report by our co-chair, because we had this week two very interesting presentations from both South Korea as well as from China. So I could give a very, very short compliment to the report that was outlined, because of course this report was prepared before our meeting this week. And it was relatively short to identify really what would be the key points to report here, because we want to include also that we're not creating any confusion between the messages that our representative from China or South Korea had wanted to explain. So we don't want to give our own interpretation. So just as an addition to the maximum power determination, there had been, as the co-chair explained a few sessions ago, the intention was voiced by the representatives from Japan to issue a proposal, and that the discussions continue to be going on at national level. So we're waiting and hoping that EPPR can consider that. And there were, of course, invitations to all the regions to provide further suggestions and ideas and testing. And here on this context, South Korea provided some information about results from their tests that they had conducted related to their national standard on power determination. And what was interesting was that they observed that they would start working on power measurement rules for electric motorcycles. So this is a topic that is indeed lacking, power determination for electric motorcycles, and also as a specific regulation. And so we see some progress in this discussion. So I thought it's nice to mention this point, and want to thank South Korea for this contribution, and obviously hope also that other contracting parties and Japan will provide a contribution at the next sessions. On range determination standardization, the co-chair already explained that there was a detailed study shown by our colleagues from CARB, from the United States, that had been studying a variety of standards because they want to start implementing a zero emission vehicle policy, for which they need a method to identify how to determine the range of the electric motorcycles. And so they were looking at national standards, or SAE standards mostly, as well as methods that have been defined under WMTC and in Europe. And in this context, now China provided an update on some testing that they had been doing recently. Because there is a Chinese standard, what we understand, that dates already back to 2009 and had been updated in 2017. And this standard is about to be revised and expected to be completed in 2025. So that's very interesting information for us, where the using of the WMTC cycle of the GTR2 is to be considered in China as part of future discussion. So that's two interesting points have been raised that the EPPR will study further. Thought it's nice to add that today. Thank you. And of course, for the colleagues from South Korea and as well as from China, please do not hesitate if I said something inaccurate or if you would like to add something. Thank you.